to episode 17 of The Rift, October 25th, 2010. My name is Arithian. This last week has been a really hectic one for both Desicus and myself. Sadly, we couldn't manage a time window where we could both meet to record, so today it's just going to be me. First things first, we'd really like to announce the winner of our random contest to win a VIP beta event key. The answer to when Scott said beta will be was before launch, sometime before launch, full quotes of what he said, or variations thereof. After checking for duplicate entries and posts without an answer in them, we did random, and the winning number was 66. So the 66th post with the correct answer was Zephyrius. Congratulations, and we've notified the winner via email. So thank you to everybody who entered. We'll definitely be doing some more random comment drawings in the future. Now, speaking of which, today is the last day for people who've been mulling over bumper sticker slogans to get their entries into us. Also, the Rift Seekers Creator Soul ends tonight as well. At midnight, CST is the deadline. No entries will be accepted after that, and we will announce the winner in the next week's podcast. So, like I said, this week has been hectic on many fronts, so today is more of a relaxed discussion than an interview. We have Cindy Abigail Bolens joining us to chat about her own experiences in Alpha, the recent contention about Beta on the official forums, and the up-and-coming Tryon Gamer Day. So today we're going to have a bit of a relaxed chat with Abby. She's here as usual, which is really great. Hi Abby, how's it going?
Hi, Ari. It's nice to be here again. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I just had my birthday, so I'm old again.
Yay! Old. Happy birthday!
Thank you. But yeah, I get to that, you know, stage where for a few days around my birthday every year, I just feel really old. So. But anyway, so how are things going? You're how's the game for you? Are you enjoying it?
Well, it's been kind of a crazy couple of weeks in the community.
Just
so.
A bit.
I've definitely needed my downtime in the evening, so I've been logging on to Alpha and mostly playing solo the last week or two, and I've really enjoyed that. It's really cool that you can solo through the game, and it's a challenge. I mean, you really have to use a lot of strategy. I mean, when I've been through some of these areas when I've been playing with my husband or in a group, it's had its challenge, but, you know, we've been able to kind of sail right through.
Yeah.
When you're alone, you have to, you know, watch out for roaming mobs and rifts and rift invasions and all of these crazy things going on around you. But it's really a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it a lot. And I've had a lot of fun playing with the different souls. I've tried a bunch of different combinations and, you know, tried different... I've started 6 characters.
Oh, my gosh.
I've even deleted a couple and started over when we started the new the new newbie area, which is great, by the way. I mean, I talked about that earlier, but the new starting area is just
so
amazing.
So it's no longer the 6 bugs killing thing that we saw at Gamescom and PAX.
No, nothing like that anymore.
Is it much more involved? Is it like draw us into the lore? Like, are people really going to get a taste of what the world's like?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're interested in the lore, you will get all the information you need to get started in the starting areas.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of things to read, lots of things to learn while you're there. But if you're not interested in the lore, you can kind of skip that too, you know.
Well, that's good. So it's not forced on you. It's kind of like there
right.
for you to take if you want to.
Exactly. And then the actual fighting and the things that you do in the starting area, you know, it is basically a tutorial, but it doesn't even seem like one. You know, you're kind of thrown into the situations right away. You have to be ready to fight. You have to, you know, learn what you're doing on a gradual scale. So you're kind of doing everything you're going to be doing later in the game on a small scale, but it's much more exciting than just, like you said, kill 6 bugs.
Yeah, you know? I like that. So, so basically, you know, we've got the lore and we know that the Defiance have... like being brought back with the technology, and I think the Guardians get brought back through the gods. And when you go into this, I mean, are you thrown into the soul system? Does it explain the soul system? Is it going to be that, you know, anybody can jump into this, you know, newbie experience and actually understand what the soul system is about and what the actual game is about?
Yes, that's definitely the goal. That was part of the reason they updated these areas, was to be able to introduce some of these elements right up front. So you don't get to level 10 or 15 and you're still going, okay, what am I doing here? What are these souls for? That's all kind of explained to you as you get started. I've been reading the lore all along. And when I went through the newbie areas, I had a much better understanding of the lore and, you know, where things started and how things came to be after going through those areas. And I would highly recommend playing both starting areas, even if you've already decided which faction you're going to play, because you get both sides then. You hear the history from both factions, and it all kind of works together and makes sense. And I just found it really cool.
Well, that's good to hear, that it's not just going to drop you in and kind of expect you to fend for yourself. Okay, now, you've been playing for a while, and you've shared some really cool stories with us about your experiences. Can you share any more with us? Give us, you know, starving individuals a little bit of, you know, information.
Well, I can't think of any specific heroic stories lately, because I've been playing a lot of low levels and going through some of the same areas again. It's been funny, though, especially now with having several souls for, you know, to choose from for each character.
Yeah.
I have MMO multiple personality disorder worse than ever, you know, because I'll log on to a character and I'll play a caster for a while and, you know, really enjoy that. Then I'll switch over to one of my melee characters and, you know, be going, oh my gosh, where are my spells? Oh yeah, wait, no spells on this one. Melee, run, you know, so.
Do you have like any problems with, you know, you've got, do you get to play with all three souls on any of your characters?
Yeah, I have a couple of characters that are up high enough that I have three souls on them. And it's really fun. I mean,
that can't help your multiple personality disorder at all.
No. And, you know, it would help if I stuck with one or two characters, but I've been using this time to test everything. You know, I've wanted to try all the different options and all of the different classes and races. And so I've just been jumping around all over the place. I just need more time to play, as we all do.
Wouldn't
right?
we all like a couple more hours in every day? I know, yes. I would.
Yeah, I'm too old for those all night sessions anymore. Aww. So
there's no such thing as too old.
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm telling myself.
Well, if I just didn't have to work, you know.
I know. That whole lotto win just never goes smoothly for me. Now, it has been said multiple times by multiple people that there are quite a lot of community members and other people in Alpha already testing the game 24/7. How is that going? Like, is that impacting anything? Are changes being made? Are they getting a lot of feedback?
Absolutely. We're getting tons and tons of feedback, and the team is working really hard to address issues as they come in. So, you know, it's very common. You know, I look at the feedback as it comes in as much as I can, and you know, very often I'll see something coming in about bugs and problems and issues, and, you know, a week later I'm seeing fixes in the patch notes. So the people that are testing right now are doing a great job, and the team is doing a fantastic job of reacting and responding and getting things fixed. It's really exciting to go into the managers' meetings in the mornings and hear them talking about, you know, how many bugs are left and how many we're closing in on, and you know, just we're marching towards launch. It's a very exciting time. Now, you mentioned a lot of people being in Alpha. I know that's been kind of a sore subject on the forums lately, so maybe we can talk about that a little bit. We do have a lot of people from the forums in Alpha. We do. We have started adding guilds. And, you know, people keep asking, you know, how are you choosing people? As I've mentioned before, you know, we look at the forums, we look at people's feedback, we look at what people have contributed to the community. There are also a lot of friends and family, a lot of people that we've tested with before. I mean, you have to remember, pretty much everybody on this team has launched at least one MMO.
Yeah.
So most of them have people that they've worked with on other projects that have done good testing for them. So a lot of people have been brought in that way. The guilds, you know, there's no special formula for the guilds. I mean, we have the beta guild thread. And as we've needed people for Alpha, we've looked to some of those places. You know, and it's basically, hey, we need people for PvP. So we look for PvP guilds. Yes. Or, you know, we need people for raiding. So we look for raiding guilds. And it's going to be that way the whole time. As we have things that need tested, we'll look and see, you know, if we have guilds that are available that can test those specific things.
Okay, so with that being said, I mean, do you feel that the people that are in the alpha at the moment, is there a good scope for these people? Are they hardcore, casual? Are there crafters? Are there people who are, you know, more concerned with, like, the collection quests we've heard of? Like, is there a really good spread of people to really cover all of the concerns?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There are all different types of players in the alpha right now. You know, we have people that are just going crazy with the crafting and giving tons of feedback about that so that we can talk about that soon.
Oh, I like soon.
Yeah.
Is that another soon trademark?
Oh, close to it. Yeah.
I'm going to have to start swapping it up. Instead of asking about beta, I will be asking about crafting.
So yeah, we have people that are into crafting. We have some hardcore PvP people. We have people who are very into the raiding. We have people that are much more relaxed and more into the lore and enjoying the story. And I mean, I'm just seeing all kinds of comments from all different types of players, which is exactly what we wanted. And again, we'll be adding more people into alpha. There will be more people from the forums going in there, but, you know, the beta thread and, all of the different stuff that we're doing for the beta weekends, those are stress tests, you know, and I know there's been some confusion about that. So, you know, maybe I can try to clarify that a little bit again, that the alpha testing is what's being done for, immediate feedback, 24/7 feedback, for the bugs to be found, for balance issues to be found, everything we need to get the game ready for beta.
So, and once, is that kind of like the alpha is to test the crap out of the game?
Exactly, exactly. And then the beta will be these weekend focus testing events. You know, they might be a weekend. Well, I really can't go into details. I mean, that's all going to be released soon. And, you know, there have been comments like, oh, you know, beta is just being done as a marketing ploy and that sort of thing. Well, you know, there's a degree of truth to that. You know, we do want to stir up hype. We do want to get the word out that we're running a beta and we need people for it. And those weekend events are going to be very important. I mean, you know, we need to make sure our servers can handle the loads. We need to make sure that certain areas are the way they should be. So, you know, we definitely need people in those betas. There have been a few complaints about how we've handed out the VIP passes and you know, there are going to be other ways to get them. I mean, when we do these weekends, there will be means available to get VIP passes for some people. And I've mentioned that a couple times, you know, watch for other ways to get those passes. The contests that you guys are running for the fan sites, those are another way. Now, those are just a few. There will be many, many ways to get these VIP passes before the weekends happen.
Oh, good.
I think it's really important to remind the people in our community that they've already got a pass that gets them a chance to get into one of those weekend passes. I mean, one of those weekend events. It was, you know, there have been some complaints about how we communicated all of this, but, you know, we really communicated things as we went along. You know, we were planning all of this all along with, you know, marketing and PR, community, dev, everybody trying to get what they needed out of this whole system. Because, you know, beta serves a lot of purposes. But as I've said all along, the main purpose is to get the game tested. And I'm just really pleased with the fact that, you know, the alpha testing has been completely under the control of dev. You know, they've been able to add who they need, when they need them, and test what needs to be tested. The weekend events, those are needed also. Those are things that are also going to be important to testing the game. But those are also in line with what's being done with marketing.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you see all of these, you know, ads everywhere, register for beta. We're going to need a lot of people for those weekend events.
You can't stress test without a lot of people to stress test.
Exactly. So
I do have one question, though. Like, when the application to beta went up, and everybody went, you know, and put their specs down and, you know, filled out their little application. I think some of the confusion came from that thread because everybody automatically assumed that that was going to be the closed beta as it's referred to in many other games. Is there anything you can, like, let us know? Like, did it change after that initially got put up?
I don't know that it really changed. It just more evolved. You know, I don't think we had really tied down all of the weekend event stuff at that point.
Uh-huh.
We were really looking for, you know, hey, we're a new company. We need people to be in our beta. If you're interested, come sign up.
Okay.
Now, of course, since then things have completely exploded on the forums. I mean, we've added like, I think 7,000 people in the last 3 weeks or something like that.
It's huge.
So, you know, the hype has definitely taken hold. People are coming to visit the forums. People are visiting Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, we have a, we didn't know if we could plan on this many people.
So if they're doing stress tests, I mean, it's still a beta and you still need a key to get into these stress tests. It's not an open beta. It's just a, it's a kind of like a invite or a pass only stress testing and focus testing specifically.
Yes. Okay. Correct. And there may be other stages of beta down the road. You know, I'm asked all the time, is there going to be an open beta? Is there going to be other things? Some of that stuff is still being determined. And, you know, we'll announce that as we get to it. I mean, you know, like I said, we're a brand new company. This is our first product out the door. It's we've all had experience with beta, but, you know, we've been kind of putting this together as we go along. And really, I can't tell you how many times I have been sitting in a meeting where we're talking about beta, and the subject that comes up is, we need to take care of the community. How are we going to take care of the community? How do we make sure that they have access to all of this? And that's why we did the beta codes for the community. When we did those codes that we assigned to everybody that was signed up before October, you know, that came as a result of handing out the passes at the cons.
Yeah.
You know, it came across that, you know, it was kind of unfair that people who couldn't attend the cons couldn't get a pass. So we went, okay, these people have all been here supporting us and building our community and being part of the forum. So let's give them all one, just as if they attended the cons. Now, I would love to give everybody a VIP pass. That would be just really cool. But then we'd have a problem on the opposite spectrum, where we would end up with too many people all at the same time. So, sure. You know, we don't want to end up in a position where, hey, it's testing day and we have 10 times too many people trying to get on the server, so people can't get on. I mean, that would be just as bad. And, you know, I've worked on a number of betas, and so has most of the people around here. And I've never seen a beta where everybody was happy.
Yeah.
You know, and believe me, we try. I mean, I swear, none of us sit around here and think, how can we best piss off the community? You know? We're trying not to. And if something is miscommunicated or misunderstood, we're doing our best to try to clarify it as soon as possible. And, you know, our whole goal here, it's twofold. I mean, the first goal is, of course, get the game tested, make sure the game is the way it needs to be before it goes out the door. The second goal is, let's try to keep our community happy. And, We're doing our best. I mean, you know, some people are complaining about different things and not happy with them, but the majority seem to be okay. I mean, you know, when we do the codes on Facebook, you know, you get a few people that are upset that they didn't win, but most of the posts are saying, darn, I'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of see how it goes, and, you know, maybe we'll give away more than one code a day. Maybe we'll step that up a little bit. But
and you have a lot more to give away, right?
Right. We definitely have more to give away. And, you know, there's going to be some marketing in that. I mean, you know, a lot of people seem to take offense to the fact that, you know, beta is part of marketing now. But it is. That's just the way
it is. It has been for years.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the ways you get people to notice your game is, hey, we're having a beta. So you will see some more of that. And, you know, I'm not going to apologize for that. I mean, it is part of the marketing plan. We have, what, 17,000 people on the forums right now?
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to keep a game afloat. So we definitely want to bring more people in. So
okay,
this is one way to do it.
There's been a lot of contention on the forums this last week. A lot of it to do with the beta, alpha, whatever, the testing. Can you shed any light on it? Is there anything you'd like to say in regards to it?
Well, you know, there have been some issues about the beta giveaways and the alpha system and all of that. And some of it, too, is just regular growing pains. I mean, like I just said, you know, we've almost doubled our forum membership in about 3 or 4 weeks. So it's not the same place anymore. You know, when I first started here a few months ago, we only had 2,000 people. We had less than 2,000 people on the forums.
Yep, I remember that.
You know, that's a very different environment than when you start getting bigger and bigger. So, you know, we've had to change things a little bit. I mean, we've rearranged some things on the forums. We've been trying to moderate a little bit better and a little bit more. I've seen complaints about that we needed more moderation.
Yeah.
I've certainly gotten complaints about that. I mean, people send me IMs and messages all of the time.
How big is your IM box?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
Sorry, I went off tangent.
Pretty big. I get lots and lots of messages. And, you know, I have to apologize. I don't get to answer all of them. I just can't. I mean, sometimes if I came in and answered every one of my IMs, that would be all I did in the whole day. So I try to answer the things that I can, the things that are really important. I tend to not answer things that can be answered by looking at the forums or the site.
Yeah.
Or questions that I get a lot of, when's beta? Can you just tell me?
You know? Oh, just tell me. I won't tell anybody else. Yeah. I promise. So I've been trying that for months.
Yeah, I know. You still haven't won. So, but, you know, I want to make it really clear. I mean, there were some misunderstandings about threads being closed and things like that. And I want to make it very clear that it's perfectly okay to disagree with something we're doing, to have a negative opinion, and to state a negative opinion. But we're going to have a very clear line about where bashing starts. You know, if you want to tell me, you know, you hate our game, you hate the system, you hate any of it, it's all stupid, whatever, that's fine. But when somebody starts making remarks about or against the company or anyone here personally or another forum member, that's crossing the line. And I don't think that's any different than any other business.
Yeah, true.
I mean, if I walk into McDonald's and, you know, they screw up my order, I have the right to go complain. I have the right to make a stink about it. But if I start screaming and yelling and throwing things, they're going to call the cops on me, you know, whether I'm a good customer or not.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not appropriate behavior.
Whether you've been coming there for years or not.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not that I want to ever send anybody away. I hope to never have to ban anybody again. But, you know, when people come on and begin saying, you know, you guys are stupid, you guys are unprofessional, you are inept, you've purposely deceived us, you know, those kind of things. Believe me, I'm not offended personally. I've been doing community management for 20 years. I've been managing online game communities for 11, 12, something like that. Yeah. You know, I've got a pretty thick skin. I don't typically get offended or upset when people make posts about me. But I'm pretty darn protective about my company. You know, I mean, I do work for this company, and not that we never make mistakes or do anything wrong. And, you know, I'll be the first one to admit when something doesn't go quite right. But, you know, when you start throwing accusations this way, I'm definitely going to step up and take care of that.
Yeah. Well, it's been good to see that. Even though you've locked the threads, they're always like referring to the thread where it's already being discussed, because a lot of the threads that have been locked, haven't they like just been rehashing what was already in another thread?
Exactly. And that's kind of the thing here too, is, you know, this isn't a situation that's going to change right now. Now, I understand that some people don't like it, and, you know, maybe down the road we'll rethink it. But right now, this is how we're doing it. This has been a plan that's been put into place and agreed upon by all the different departments that have to deal with beta. So right now, this is how it's going. And, you know, to keep starting thread after thread after thread saying, you know, this is stupid, you know, I don't want 10 threads about anything
on the front page.
Same,
yeah.
Cluttering up the front page.
Yeah.
You know, if I look on here and I see, you know, 20 threads saying, you know, yay, Rift is the best game in the world, I'm probably going to start consolidating them.
Yeah.
And we do, I have left the one thread open, you know, and people are still making comments in that one. But again, I just, you know, it's kind of to the point where, hey, this is decided. I mean, that's why I made the comment about let's stop beating a dead horse.
That's true.
No, because this is, and this is only the first time this is going to happen. I mean, as we release information down the road, there are plenty of things in any MMO that are going to make some people happy and some people unhappy.
Yeah.
So, you know, as we go, there are going to be things that are decided along the way that maybe some people don't like. And I totally appreciate and understand that. And they can certainly express that. But, you know, when it gets to be something where it's just going on and on and on and trying to stir up more arguments, stir up more fighting, I think that crosses the line into trolling, you know?
Yeah.
If we had a group of people come on the forums that said, hey, we want Rift to be totally PvP on all servers. You know, we wouldn't do that. I mean, we're not going to go back and redesign the game. We'd have to say, no, I'm sorry. We understand that's what you want, but that's not how it's going to be. If those same people continued to keep coming on and just, you know, on and on and on, arguing and berating people, and you know, there would come a point there, too, where we'd have to say, okay, you know, let's move on. This isn't going to change. So, and again, that doesn't mean people won't be unhappy or complain. That's why we have a forum. I mean, we want the feedback. And believe me, everybody here has heard the feedback. You know? I mean, that's a big part of my job, is making sure that feedback is heard. You know, we've re-examined the system. We really feel like this is the best way to go with beta and alpha right now. And you know what? To tell you the truth, as far as testing the game, it's working for us.
Yeah.
The state that alpha was in when we started was pretty darn good. I mean, you've probably heard people say all along, you know, this looks fantastic for an alpha. Yeah. So, I mean, it looked good then, but it has come leaps and bounds since then because of all of the feedback and all of the bug submissions and all of that stuff. So, you know, we're really trying to get the game in shape for beta and those beta events. And I am really looking forward to when we can announce those dates and talk about what's going to happen with those and the other ways to get your VIP beta keys.
And when did you say beta was?
Soon. I said,
I'm never going to get you. One day you have to surprise me and actually give me the date. You just have to do it.
You know what? I will see if I can do that.
One thing I do want to just quickly backtrack to, I know you wouldn't have probably meant this to come up, but when you said that, you know, if people came in and asked for PvP on all servers, there is going to be PvP on some servers. Like, there will be some PvP rule set servers, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that before it was misunderstood. Yeah.
Yes, there will be PvP servers.
But there will also be PvE servers.
Yes, there will.
Awesome. Good. I'm good. I just didn't want to perpetuate that misunderstanding.
You know, I was just using that as a hypothetical example.
Okay, good.
but really, you pick a topic and there's nothing – I can't think of anything regarding MMOs that everybody agrees on, you know.
True. Whether it's
death penalty, crafting – PvP rating, you know, I mean, and believe me, I've seen this 100 times, you know, at all the different fanfares and events that I've been to. You pick a topic and a group of people like that, and it's like asking a bunch of old women who makes the best, you know, cake or something. Everyone's like, no, that's not right.
Well, I mean, I know that personally, from my standpoint, with some of the information that has been released, I'm very happy with a lot of it, but there are some things that have made me go, oh man, it's not going to be my dream game. But seriously, in an ideal world, we'd all have our dream games, wouldn't we? So.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I can't say the game is perfect and everything's exactly the way I want it either. I mean, I'm an MMO gamer just like all the rest of you guys. And, you know, if I made my perfect game, I would probably have a thing or two different here or there. But, you know, I can say that about every single game I've ever played. I've never played anything that I thought was perfect.
Okay, now let's just switch this up a bit. On a lighter note, you recently posted on the forums about a Gamer Day that Tryon is going to hold. Now, that got a lot of people excited. I mean, it got me excited. and just can you, like, explain a little bit more to us what that's about and, you know, how you're going to go about it and how full has your inbox gotten?
Okay. Well, what we're doing is it started off, this was a gamer day that we do for journalists. We've done it a couple times already, and we're doing another one in November. And what they do is they bring in a representative from a lot of the enthusiast press sites, like MMORPG.com, okay. Sites like that. Let them come in and play the game, talk to the devs, you know, just really get lots of information. And then they're able to go post about that.
Oh.
Well, we decided that this time we'd like to include some people from the community.
Some?
And which it's a great idea, and I love the idea of bringing in a few people. The hard part is picking out who, you know, because, I mean, we have so many great people in the community, and, you know, people talk about who deserves to go. Well, you know, there's hundreds of people that deserve to go, so... So what I did is we put that in the hands of the community, and I've asked the community to send in their suggestions for who they think should go. I've gotten quite a few, lots of really great suggestions. We're putting together a list, and then we're going to start contacting the people that have been suggested to find out if they can make it. Once we have several people, I'm not sure how many we've been able to include. It's kind of going to depend on where we're bringing people from, what the cost is, all that kind of thing. But once we have that all settled, they'll be flying in along with the press. They'll get to have dinner with the devs, spend the day in the studio, play the game. And then that night, we're opening it up kind of to the public. We can't, of course, bring everybody into the studio. So we're looking at renting out a venue, kind of a place where we can just kind of hang out and have some drinks, play some pool, relax a little bit, that kind of thing. And, you know, have the dev team hang out there and let people from the community come hang out.
If people can make it, they need to kind of just go, hey, yeah, I'd be able to make it because I live in the area.
Yeah, I put the poll up on Friday. So we can just kind of get a general idea of how many people that will probably show up. And I'm really looking forward to that. I mean, I've done those kind of events in the past. And it's so much fun to get to meet the community, and the dev team loves meeting the community. I mean, it kind of makes everybody go back to work feeling like, you know, yeah, this is why we're doing this. We're doing this to make a great game that people are going to love. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Excellent. So that's really something to look forward to, the Gamers Day. I'd love to like hear differing people from the community's opinions on the game.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of what we were thinking, you know, is let some of the community members take a look and report what they see. And I mean, we think you guys are going to like it. I mean, that's kind of the cool part too, is, you know, we're at a stage, it's so cool that we're at a stage where we can just let people come in and really see the game. You know, we don't have, you know, a display station set up where you're only allowed to see part of it or screenshots or,
that's good.
You know, that kind of thing. I mean, people are actually coming in hands-on, playing the game, playing through dungeons, you know, battling rifts, the whole thing. So
the full rift experience.
Yep, that's it.
I want them to hurry up and go and come back and tell us.
Well, I should have that list together by next week. So.
Oh, fantastic.
That as soon as I great. Find out if people can make it or not, we'll make it public who's coming.
Thank you, Cindy, for coming and trying to clarify a few things about the alpha and beta phases and the way that keys are being handled. I'm looking really forward to seeing who gets to go on that day.
Me too. And, you know, I don't mean to sound at all like I'm complaining about anything. You know, we're having some normal growing pains, and we're going to have some more. You know, this community is going to get bigger and bigger, and, you know, the dynamics will change as we grow. But I still think we have the best community out there.
I love our
community. We have such great feedback and really cool people, and I couldn't ask for a better community.
So thank you very much for coming and spending time with us again, and I will talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Ari.
It's always fun to have Cindy come and join us, and we really appreciate the time that she gives up for us. Now for the weekly news roundup. Releases of information about the game are being ramped up. We're starting to see a lot more information popping up everywhere. So on Monday, October the 18th, Scott Hartzman did clarify his comments from the podcast on Rift's Looking for Group Tools at release. We've got the links on our site. Take a look at it because, I think it clarifies it quite well. Tryon also added some new information about the Plane of Water, one of the six different planes attacking Talara. Now, I personally understand why a lot of people like the Water Rifts, because from the look of them and the information we've seen on the plane, I'm leaning towards that too. Now, on Tuesday, October 19th, MMORPG revealed some more information and lore about the Justica. That's a cleric soul. Go have a look at that. 10-Ton Hammer came back with part 3 of their reader-submitted Q&A about the class soul system in Rift, and that's a great read as well. Rift Junkies also chatted with another dev, so check out their interview with Rift's lead animator, Russell Callahan. Wednesday, October 20th, saw MMORPG come back with another new class reveal, the Stormcaller. It's a mage soul, and now I don't know if I want to play a healer, a tank, a rogue, or a mage. Great, that's just great. No, really, it's a good read. Abigail also came back with another dev lunch. This week she talked to Darren Pattenden, Rift's art director. Now, in that post that she put up with all the questions from the community answered, there is actually a few screenshots, and they like show different stages of rendering. It's a really good read, so thank you for your time, Darren, and people should go read that one. Now, Eurogamer sat down with Hal Hanlon, the design producer for Rift, earlier this week, and that's another good interview. Ink Gamer's got a hands-on preview of Rift. Check it out for a quick write-up on the game. 1UP has a preview of Rift up on its website, talking about soloing in Rift, among other things. It's a nice beginner's look at Rift if you don't know much about the game at all. Now, Abigail did announce Tryon's Gamer Day event for the press. Check out her post to find out how to nominate someone from the community to visit the studio. On Thursday, October 21st, MMORPG released information on another soul, the Warlord, which is a warrior soul, which we haven't seen much of lately. So it's a really good thing to know a little bit more about the Warlord class, even though I'm sure we'd all like to actually see an in-depth skill tree. But wouldn't we like to see that about every class? Now, if you didn't get a chance to attend Comic-Con 2010, don't worry. MMORPG has a report on the Tryon Worlds panel. On Friday, October 22nd, Cameron McNeil joined Abigail for the weekly dev chat on Replay IRC. Now, Cam works as the lead system designer for Rift and generally works with the numbers of the game. It was great to be there. It was a lot of fun to read through his answers. And if you ever have time at 11 a.m. PST on a Friday, that's when they have the dev chats. They're great to partake in. And if you can't make it, they Talarapedia and Talara Central generally have the notes up shortly after the actual chat, so make sure you check those out too. On Saturday, October 23rd, Talarapedia announced its first competition. It's a competition to put together a new fan-made Rift trailer. Video submissions will be accepted until November 6th, 2010, and then they'll be put up for community vote. The first and second prize involve VIP beta pass codes, so make sure you, design a video and send it in. I can't wait to see what people come up with. So it is about that time again. Don't forget to check out all of the different VIP contests the fan sites are having. Make sure to get your entries in before those deadlines, because we really are trying to give out as many of those passes as we can possibly lay our hands on. Don't forget to visit us at riftpodcast.com. We'll have all the links mentioned up in our show notes post. And we do, towards the end of every week after the podcast, get up podcast notes in French, German, and English. Thank you to Jadok for the French translation, to Neptun for the German translations, and to Shintir for doing the notes in the first place. Remember, you can now like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or contact us via riftpodcast@gmail.com, in comments on the site, or through the Contact Us feature. We really hope you enjoy the podcast. This is Arithi, and I'll have Jessica's back with me next week, and we'll be announcing our contest winners next week as well.